Virus hotspot. I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Federal data show Florida recorded 21,683 new cases of COVID-19 Friday, the most in one day since the start of the pandemic. Florida currently accounts for about a fifth of all new cases in the U.S. For a third straight weekend, France is seeing large protests over a special coronavirus pass. Liberty was the slogan of the day at past protests across France. The marches drew estimates of more than 200,000 people around the country, more than 14,000 in Paris, where tensions flared in front of the Moulin Rouge nightclub. As some in the crowd hurled objects, police fired tear gas and a water cannon. Police say three officers were injured, while at least one protester was seen bleeding from the head. With COVID-19 infections spiking in France and hospitalizations rising, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring a special pass in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19. Polls show a majority of French support the pass. In Texas, country music legend Willie Nelson performed at a voting rights rally at the state capitol.
If you don't like who's in there, vote now. Election day, all about.
In a statement, Nelson says laws making it more difficult for people to vote are un-American, intended to punish poor people, people of color, the elderly, and disabled. Linda Baines Johnson, whose father, President Johnson, signed the 1965 Voting Rights Act, told the crowd her father would be proud of today's activists.
Those seeking to limit access to the vote will strangle liberty and justice.
The rally in Austin was the end of a march that started Wednesday, 27 miles away in Georgetown, against tighter voting laws Texas Republicans are pushing. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.